Xylitol combats bacteria because it decreases the ability of the bacteria to hold on to our cell surfaces. Now that's a new thought in dealing with bacteria. And it's not one that has been pursued because it doesn't make very much money. But if you look at a bacteria, and the one that we know the most about is E. coli. And if you look at an E. coli molecule, they have arms and legs all over the place. They're covered with millions of arms and legs. And all up and down their arms and legs are little hands that are fixed to hold on to a specific molecule. And the one that we know the most about is mannose. So you have all these little hands that are conformed to fit to mannose, which is a sugar very much like the sugar that we use in our diet. Now, if you put something in those little hands to block that adherence, then those bacteria can't hold on. And that's what xylitol does, because it looks like sugar. It can bend and rotate and twist and conform to fit into these little hands. And so the little hands don't have anything then to hold on to our cells with. And if they don't hold on, they're washed out. And that's what happens in our noses when we use xylitol regularly. A 5% solution of xylitol in your nose decreases the ability of strep pneumonia, the major problem-causing bacteria that lives in our nose, by 68%, and H. flu by 50%. So those bacteria are going to get washed out if you use xylitol regularly in your nose to stimulate our washing.